Tonight is the eve of the Feast of All Souls, Thursday, November the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 1973. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island.
This is Veronica. I have prayed for the direction of heaven, and due to the urgency of the coming warning and chastisement, I must continue ahead with the message of heaven to the world. The vigils cannot be stopped at the shrine. The prayers of atonement must not be stopped. It is the will of God.
The task?
Hail Mary.
Has come.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee.
The forces?
Blessed art thou
of evil. Have gathered to stop the good work. However, my child, you do not have to be affrighted, for we have prepared you for this moment. The message from heaven will go throughout the world in the short time left for man. Penance, atonement, and sacrifice. I have gone throughout the world shedding tears for a degenerative generation. My child, the Father now deems it necessary to send upon you an intervention from heaven.
Excuse us, please. We have an announcement to make.
This is Monsignor McDonald here. Now, there's an announcement we want to make tonight. I'm Monsignor McDonald, pastor of St. Robert's Parish. We have an announcement to make here tonight. And I want to begin by offering a prayer.
Give me the microphone.
Do you have a microphone? No, we don't. Well, I'll try to speak louder. We have an announcement to make tonight. And before we do, I'd like to offer a prayer. And I'd like all of you to say it with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary,
full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Mary conceived without sin.
Pray for us without reproach.
Mary conceived without sin.
Pray for us without reproach.
Mary conceived without sin.
Pray for us without reproach.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now I'd like to present to you Mr. Joseph Gagan, who is president of our parish council here in St. Robert's Church.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like your attention for just a few moments. We have with us Father Powell, who is the Episcopal Vicar of this vicariate, or the vicariate in which St. Robert's Parish is located. Father Powell is the personal representative of Bishop McGovern. He has with him a letter issued by Monsignor King, who is the chancellor of our diocese. The letter is issued under the authority of the bishop. And we'd ask you, please, to give us a few moments to listen to the letter that Father Powell will read to you.
Excuse me, please. I'm sorry to bother you, but will you see Monsignor King? Our lady has asked to see it last
week. Well, now, we'd like to read this letter. Please, Mr. Lewis.
Aye.
The letter reads, to dear Father Powell, you will recall... You will recall that I shared with you...
You'll get a copy. We'll give out copies after this.
The contents of my communication to Mrs. Veronica Lycan of September 20th, 1973, in which I requested that she discourage people from meeting with her and conducting vigils at St. Robert Bellarmine Parish. With so many people coming together, it was to be expected that members of the parish and of the local community would complain because of the crowd. People have a right to privacy in their homes and property. Many people, moreover, come from great distances, and the lack of facilities only adds to their discomfort, especially of the elderly. Over the past few weeks, we have once again reviewed all the information regarding these vigils and can only conclude that no supernatural significance can be attached. In fact, we are more convinced than ever that we must discourage these meetings in every possible way. The people who come to pray demonstrate a great devotion to Our Lady, but we are certain that these good people are being misdirected. The rosary...
Please, let him speak.
3 years, let him speak now.
The rosary is a beautiful prayer, and when many join to offer this praise to Our Lady, great devotion can be evident, but this in no way supports allegations of visions or miracles. The fact that people feel a great spiritual uplift when they pray together does not necessarily signify the presence of apparitions, but it is rather...
Tell them I get a letter.
The letter will be given out to all of you after this is read. The fact that people feel a great spiritual uplifting when they pray together does not necessarily signify the presence of apparitions, but it is rather simply a matter of divine grace working in all who meet to honor Our Lady. As proof of miracles, many and varied photographs have been exhibited. These photographs have been submitted to experts, and we are informed that all have a natural phenomenon, and some are simply double exposures or amateur...
Let him finish the letter, please.
As proof of miracles, many of... I told you that.
Aye.
They are simply double exposures or amateurish blundering with Polaroid cameras.
1972 was a blunder. Remember that.
In a few months, they'll understand.
Please.
A few, however, indicate the more sophisticated tampering, which leads us to the conclusion that some people may have involved themselves in this movement hoping to gain from it.
Oh, that's terrible. That's a lie. Nobody has ever come to me. Why does someone ask?
The fact that they would spend time and expertise...
I want to stand on it.
All right. Monica, want to go a little further? On the chair.
Just a moment, please. Let the gentleman, please. I have difficulty standing on my back. I'd like to hear this letter, too, because I'm here having a letter which our lady dictated to me at 4 o'clock for Monsignor King.
Will you please?
Let's have Father Powell finish.
These photographs certainly give support to the suspicion that some individuals may be looking for material gain. Please keep quiet.
Let us read the letter.
This view is further supported by a recent publication which was sent to this office and which bears no publisher's or printer's name. And this publication contains a summary of the alleged apparitions as well as copies of the so-called miraculous photographs. The printing of color photographs is very expensive, and anyone who is in the least familiar with printing court would realize how expensive this publication must be. In view of the great expense involved and the complete absence of identity of author, printer, or publisher, a reasonable person is constrained to view this enterprise with doubt and suspicion. Another indication that some involved, especially in this publication, are not sincerely concerned. We are. I'll skip to the very last paragraph.
One more paragraph.
We are therefore declaring once again that the church property is out of bounds for devotional use.
Wow.
Copies of this letter are available from people who are here.
Now, just a moment.
It has happened before. It will happen again.
Father Powell wants to come to church.
Yes. Now, here is the thing. I have here a letter. I have spoken the truth. They accuse me of worldly gain. I can tell you now, I have sent not one penny for those beautiful brochures and pictures. They were donated by a man from Guam who came from San Damiano in Italy. And he was given a special gift of grace by Our Lady. And he donated. He said he didn't care what it would cost. He had it printed in California. And Ted Zuber brought them to me. He had them shipped by truck. I did not print those booklets. I did not print the Colorado photos. They came from heaven through Our Lady, Mr. Louis Continato. Am I pronouncing it right? Louis Continato from Guam. He has a real estate business. He came to me with Ted Zuber and said he would donate. He wanted to print the message and spread it throughout the whole Eastern Hemisphere. I was very happy. And I was very happy that he did this. He donated through his own money. I never had taken a penny for myself. Not only that, I heard something here that is not true. I do not like lies because they are from Satan. They're not from heaven, the lies. Colorado Company, if they had only given me time, I was going to gather all of the testimonials. They have no proofs of cure because they do not go and look. I sent testimonials to Father McDonald. There was a blind woman. She was cured after 20 years of blindness in Haiti by Sister Gerarda. She's from the convent of Our Lady of Notre Dame in Mayotte. Haiti can attest to this fact that this lady who was blind for 20 years was cured. But now I understand that my lady told me 2 years ago I have photographs. They could cure us and say the photographs are not true. Well, that's not so, because Polaroid Company themselves, I have a letter from Polaroid Company which states that they themselves cannot understand how the picture Jacinta was made or at all. And they were honest enough, and not of our faith. My lady said 2 years ago, your own will crucify you. You see, it is your own that had turned against you, so you can expect it. All this I expect, because when Our Lady told me, I didn't realize it would hurt so much when it did happen, because there's nothing worse than standing and telling the truth and having someone, because they, I don't know why, I accept what has happened. I leave it all in the hands of the Father. The only thing is, I know that what has happened tonight only verifies the fact that the Father does plan a severe warning now to mankind very shortly. Now, we don't have a democracy, and we don't have godly people when you're not permitted to defend yourself or to even ask your side of the story. Well, of course, that's not necessary.
Oh, once you come over to church and defend
them. I have to go to the church and defend myself. Why, what have I to defend when already they don't accept her? I've asked them since 1968. Not that I have any fear. They can question me as they like, because they'll soon receive evidence. This letter was written to begin. See, this letter is no way to explain it except that I already said I was to carry it with me now to the shrine. It's addressed to Monsignor King. In it is a picture showing a door being burned. We're cast from the church. Jesus is the door. In the Bible, St. John, chapter 10, Jesus refers to himself as the good shepherd. And he is the door through which man will enter and be saved. Please let me finish what Our Lady has me to say. Now, we act not with a malice, because we pray. I feel that in the will of the Father, this is permitted. I accept the will of the Father. However, I cannot stop the prayers, because I know the urgency. Our Lady told me last night that there will be a great book of destruction, a great destructive force sent now upon our country and the world. It's already, the ball of redemption has already been started on its course. Now, this alone only saddens me, because it hastens the ball now. I had hoped, I had been praying since 2 or 3 years, hoping that we would have the balance to prevent this happening. However, no one can say it's awful to not be able to stand and defend yourself.
I've never had any worldly gains. They were donated. You know, I really don't even know if I want to speak with them because they're lies. And I feel I don't feel I want to be among people who do the work of Satan. Because, actually, it is the work of Satan to stop the rosary. So therefore, let us pray and not by the banner.
On the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And blessed be the Lord. Just a moment, please. Just a minute. Please, let me tell you, we must do the 3 hours to the very start. But this is the night of anti-abortion, night of the save a life. Therefore, we will pray for the poor, mistreated, murdered babies in New York. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou.
I'll go see them. Where are they? I'll go see them. Where are they?
Do you want to take?
They're gone. They didn't leave. I want to see him. I want to see him because I asked to see him, and I have something for him. Where's my senior power? What? No, I don't need the tape.
You want to go alone?
I go alone. You need somebody with
you. We're praying for you, Veronica.
All right,
stop. Go out that way. All right, Ben, take Veronica, Ben.
Where's my cross? Where's my cross?
Just put it in here.
Where's my cross? Please,
don't
go.
Get in here. Get in here. May I say, Kins, for a minute, please? We just got word. Veronica is inside talking with the priest, and she has her husband and a few other people with her. So we see through the window, she's there talking, and she's not crying, hysterical, or anything. So they're talking it over, and that we can stay here, perhaps. So let's all pray that we may stay here. So that's the latest on the issue.
Amen.
Attention, please, again. Before, Veronica said she wasn't going to go see the priest to talk to them, if you remember that. We were going to stay and pray the rosary, right?
Right.
Now, someone took a picture of, while they were over here, and in red letters, it says, G-O. Go. So that's why, who took the picture?
Joe?
Joe?
I don't know really even what to say. What to make of it? Because at the conclusion of my talk with him, he said he got nothing out of the messages. He said he got nothing out of the messages. So I said to him, Father, I said, how can you actually pass judgment on me when nobody has ever talked to me? He said, we studied the messages and that was enough. So I feel now that I understand, though I won't speak about it, I understand. Perhaps, maybe, they disagreed with Our Lady's messages. That's about what it amounts to. Well, we'll pray for them. Now, I don't know exactly what to say. There will be many prayers needed. But I do say this. I'll ask Our Lady. We'll continue now because tonight was dedicated for the poor murdered babies, the souls that are being sent back to the Father untimely. Therefore, we're going to pray, finish the vigil. That's necessary. And then I gave him the letter dictated by Our Lady. Well, in this letter there is a picture, a miraculous picture, taken by a lady, or no, a man, from New Jersey. And it shows a tremendous, it looks like a cyclone pushing in the door of the old church here. It looks like it's really being hit by a cyclone. And on the end of the cyclone is the letter K. The letter K is on the end of the cyclone. Our Lady said, all that is rotten will fall. We do wish to keep peace. We do wish to obey our superiors, but right now, I'm in a confusion because
I must say, in my heart, I feel that they disobey Our Lady. And Jesus, I feel that they hurt them. And therefore, I don't know. Let us pray. That's all I can say. I don't know the other recourse. I did my best to explain. Now it's up to the Father and Our Lady. I don't know what to say. Well, let's pray and finish for the poor little babies that are being murdered.
If he thinks these sounds are
I don't understand, because, you see, maybe now you can understand. Perhaps this is a lesson to all what can happen when Satan takes over. He can make people blinded to the truth. It's like talking to someone with deafened ears and hardened hearts. But therefore, we can only pray. Now, I don't really know. I didn't think, I knew something was going to happen, but I didn't think it would be like this, because I was preparing many testimonials of cures and conversions. I must tell you what went on, because you people have come in faith and belief. I spoke to the Reverend Father Powell, and I told him. He said he found those cures and miracles. I said, certainly, Father, you haven't found them, because you never asked to see or a verification of these. You just cast it aside. I said, I don't understand. It's just like a big wall, a new room, false wall is being placed up against the truth, so that you're not even given a chance to speak. I can assure you, I tried. Since 1968, I approached every priest and every missionary. I came to St. Robert's hoping I would find a spiritual director. But I was met with either, go tell the pastor, or they laughed, or they thought it quite odd that if I had been perhaps a child or a nun, it would be more credible. But the fact that I was just an ordinary sinner, as I was told by a father, a Roman father from St. John's University, he said, why should God come to someone like you, an ordinary sinner? Now, if you were a child or a nun, I could see it, but you, an ordinary sinner? Well, I said, Father, I don't know what an ordinary sinner is. Maybe I'm just an extraordinary sinner, but I don't know. I said, but I don't know what you mean, but I said, I do feel kind of small, not my size, I said, my feelings. I feel kind of small, but I said, all I can do is tell you the truth, Father. But I can feel now, it's all made clear to me. If you find nothing in the message of Our Lady, it's because you are not with Our Lady. That is the solution from heaven. If you don't understand, the blind can't see. If your heart's hardened, you can't understand, because you don't want to accept the truth. Perhaps if you accept the truth, you have to change your ways. And you don't want to change your ways. Man loves a great deal of sin, Our Lady said. Perhaps this is why it's all this way. You see, if I had a fair trial, but you know, without justice today, the word justice seems to have gone down some hole someplace. There is no justice. If this happens now in Holy Church, what is going to happen in our lay life? Where does the authority come to anyone to judge you without at least letting you speak in your own defense? I asked Father, I said, give me time to at least tell you how this came about. But I felt absolutely like a wall being placed up before me. So I said, Father, we only say we mean well. If that's the only way I can explain it to you, is that we mean well, it's because Our Lady has asked this. I said, I am a housewife with five children. I said, I assure you, it has not been easy. And I told Father Powell, if Our Lady had asked me in 1968, would I really like to do this? If I knew what was lying ahead of me and the struggle since, say, 1968 till today, and the great heavy cross it meant, I would have said, please, give it to somebody else. That's the way I would have felt, because it has not been easy. With every grace you receive from heaven, you carry a very heavy cross. Now, they said that they have investigated, and they said they had investigated and found that there were no credibility. There was no credibility to miracles. I said, what did you investigate? Nobody's ever come. You never asked a soul what happened. Well, there was nothing to investigate when you don't even ask for the evidence. How can you track down anything if you don't ask for the evidence? And then as it was an outright, I'll tell you now, of course I don't have to tell you because you think you people have taken the pictures. It was an outright lie, and that's Satan's work. That letter is not of heaven, it is from Satan. Because it's an outright lie that they investigated these pictures. If they investigated these pictures with Polaroid pending, I myself and Evelyn Murphy of West Dartmouth, we are in possession of an actual paper from Polaroid
enough and charitable to look for the light and not go searching in the darkness. Now, this man, whoever wrote this, the head of the Polar Egg Company, one of the heads, wrote, "There are many things in the world that we as human beings cannot understand." He said, "And we find that there are many things in these pictures that there's no human understanding or explanation for." Now, I can assure you, if Polaroid Company themselves can't find it, who passed judgment on the pictures? Nobody has ever come to my house to ask me one word. I've been to every priest. In fact, what I have learned, may God have mercy, I don't want to go into things that have really saddened my heart to find out. Disillusionment from a childhood which I was raised. I was raised by my mother, show great respect. So please, for those in society, I'm not here to feel that way. And right now, I carry the burden of a great hurt because you don't like to see a pedestal knock someone to someone whom you have great respect for. That's the only way I can put it to human words, the way I feel, because I find now the evil is far greater than even Our Lady said, because when you can approach with the truth to those who have committed themselves in the house of God to bring the truth, and you're flung out like cattle, you burn the door. Now, time will tell. We'll pray for the children. We'll do what Our Lady asked, and then also we'll let Our Father handle the rest. I do know that perhaps I understand they only can go by what they know, and they don't want to wish to know even anymore. But we can't even judge Monsignor Powell because there's someone over him. Perhaps he's been ordered to act the way he does. So I didn't find him, but I didn't like him. In fact, I thought he was very nice. He was very nice to me. But I understand. I feel he has his orders from someone else. Well, this has happened before, and it will happen again. I want to do what Our Lady wants me to do, bring the message to the world. Already the message is out. The only thing I have to go and speak of is I don't wish to, like I told them, I don't really stand to defend myself. It's better to let the Father do that, because the only one you really have to defend yourself or account to is the Father. We're only human beings. We're all going to die one day, and we must stand judgment. Therefore, we're not out to condemn or pass judgment on each other. But I did tell them this. I said, "Father, please let us pray till after January. Until after January, it's very important. Please let us pray." So I'm sending the testimonials. I'll work tomorrow. I haven't been feeling very good lately because we've been putting awful long hours trying to get the message out. But tomorrow I will photostat all the testimonials. If they refuse those, what else can we do? I have a testimony from people of conversions. Many things I don't understand. I told the Reverend Fathers that the work here of Our Lady has returned many souls to Holy Church. Don't they want the souls back in the church? I don't understand it, but it's just, I bow all to the will of God. The only thing I have now is prayer, because I find I have a great sorrow in my heart, because I find lies are being perpetrated. If they hit me with the truth and say I'm some kind of a phony or a liar, but when they, you stand there, and you know what hurts the most, I'll be honest with you. It would have been somebody. It would have been somebody else. Other than a priest, I would mind. Some of the truth and lies about me. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I wouldn't be breaking down. I'm sorry. But believe me, I've always spoken the truth. Our Lady is here, but it seems that they don't want to let us have it here. Now, I'll tell you this. All you good people who came with faith, we'll do our best, and we'll try to keep peace. We'll try to act in obedience. But this, I will tell you, the warning is coming, and I can tell you now, it will be here unless we pray and unless we carry the balance. The warning will be here before February. Now, don't think it's going to be something nice. Believe me, many people are going to die. And I told them. But, you know, it's not unusual to find a situation like this, because when Noah, I guess, I know how Noah felt now when he went throughout the world and tried to tell the people to get help, but there was just the people. But now the very people, and I learned that the greatest punishment will be to New York for the murder of the innocents. And all those who are rotten will fall, and all those who have been instrumental to the taking Jesus from his church will fall. Therefore, we bow to the will of God the Father and let him do the rest. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator, and in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord.
Born of the Virgin Mary, born of the Son
of God. I really didn't shed tears for 2 seconds. But the reason I really went down to the Monsignor is we received a gentleman here, the camera, received a miraculous picture. I wish you could all see it. It says, Go! G-O! That's why I went. I waited for a sign from Our Lady what to do. If you see the picture, it says, Go! G-O! See it?
Yeah.
Go!
When I said to the lady, what should I do? She said, Go! Tell them. Here, see the picture? It says, Go! And that young fellow, where's the fellow taking the picture? He's right back there. You can see it says, Go! See it? G-O, go. When I asked her, what should I do? Should I go see them? She said, Go. See?
G-O.
Written in red. Go tell them.
See, another one. Get the other one off.
Go tell them. It says, right here.
You want that? There's another one. You got another one, Veronica.
Another one?
You got another one.
Oh, look. All the pictures are tremendous. Oh, my goodness.
There's another one.
There, let's see that one. Oh, my goodness. Go tell them that they're going to be hit with the ball. Oh. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh. What is that? What is that, a number? What number is that? Oh, my goodness, the end.
Oh, no.
Is that an E or am I seeing things?
That's an E.
It means the end for them.
Oh,
my God. Look, it looks horrible. Could I have these, please? They're very important.
He wants this one.
Who owns
it? Who owns the one with the E on it? Joe got the E on it.
The person who got the go. The one with the go, he got this one, too.
Joe, where are you? Would you send me a copy of this? And the other one? What'd he say?
Okay, give it to me. Okay.
Hi.
I won't get it. Someone wants it back.
Take your hair. Lady wants it back.
All right. Hey, Joe. We'll keep it. We'll send it to you, right?
One lady.
Right. Where's the ghost?
Right.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Here's another one with a seat, Veronica.
Where's the seat?
Here's another one.
Comet.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my goodness. The comet. Here's one came out with a seat. Leave the comet.
That's three, right, Joe?
Comet, oh, my goodness.
Seven?
Oh, and a seven.
He got seven of them there.
He's got seven.
No, seven pictures he got.
One,
seven.
Two, oh, three, four, five, six. I got more than seven.
Well, these are the other people.
Some with a lady over here wants her.
Which one was the ladies?
It's a fire over there.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Which one is that, honey?
Yeah, one.
Why would you
need this? This is the one with the fire. Oh, my goodness.
No,
no.
Wait a minute.
No,
the go picture.
That is the one you want.
Look, this is fantastic.
No,
it says go.
Yeah,
it says go. Go to them.
That's Joe.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that.
This is the one the lady wants.
Here. Is this the one you want? Is that hard? Make sure they got the right people. And who's it is?
That's Joe.
I've been speaking here with Our Lady in my heart. Our Lady says, should we have been approached in truth and justice, then I would have been subjugated to obedience. But since I was approached by an agent of Satan, I do not have to follow him. Therefore, the curse will continue for those who have the strength to stand up and be counted. It is too late now to judge by personal opinion. It is too late now to accede to the masters who wish to destroy the souls and render them to Satan. Therefore, you do not have to follow the road to hell. Cast off those, Our Lady said, and consult your Bible, for in the end days warn you, false teachers, one who lives with pride and arrogance, using their rank to lead down the road to have others. Therefore, stand forth in this faith, prayer, atonement, and sacrifice. More now than ever, for those who have been taken by Satan and are being used as tools of the prince of darkness. I've recovered completely now through the grace of God from my shock. The shock I went through, I realize, is the fact that I had to stand before a man of God and listen and look into the eyes of a poor soul who is under command of another. Our lady said, it is not his personal judgment. It is then that he has been directed by another to do this. This other above him, I don't know at this time. But surely, the only reason they want these words back is because they want to stop the words of truth. After all, when you have nothing to hide and you're speaking the truth, you can be outspoken about it. But if there's something to hide that you don't wish to come before the public eye, you try to scratch it. And that's exactly what's being done. I can assure you, I've gone to St. Robert's, and I've tried. I've tried every way to reach them. I can bring before you actual condemnations from heaven, and only God the Father will bear witness to this, that I find in the houses of God throughout the world many who are agents of Satan. They are not there to bring the souls to heaven, but they are there to lead them to hell by their very example and their lack of love for God and true purpose and location. They will take with them many souls to hell. Therefore, I give great courage and hope to you all, because God has chosen you among the few to know the truth in the light. Those who stop the words of Our Lady, and they have done this every place else where Our Lady has chosen to come to, they stop them because they do not want to hear the truth. Because the truth alone will convict them before the eyes of God and man eventually. Because the truth lies in every man's heart. And those who know the truth, Our Lady said, you do not have to exert yourself, my child. Our Lady said it many times, for my own will know me. And it's only those who have given up the kingdom and joined the world who wish to unite Holy Church with the world and take it from its true domination, the kingdom of heaven under God the Father. They have become the agents and the tools of the enemies of God. They have come and used their rank to subjugate poor souls who do not understand the true meaning of the word obedience. After all, let's use a small example. If you have a parent who tells you to steal, should you steal when you know that God says to break, that you break the commandments when you steal? A good example, and I stand in defense of the truth, is what Our Lady asked that we carry forth the first Friday, October the 6th. Our Lady had pleaded with me to fill the church, St. Robert's, to fill it because the service had been discontinued due to lack of attendance. So we worked very hard to bring everyone in. I received permission from Father McNulty. I asked him, what's the matter? Hasn't anyone the strength to keep and stand behind the truth? Are they all afraid? What are they afraid of? What are they afraid of? The only thing they should fear is God. Are they afraid of some superior? Don't they know that one day every one of them has to die and face God? What have you to fear? Nothing but God. Any of you that say that you don't die or you will not die, you know in your heart one day you have to die. And do you think your life is ended? These men now who stop the prayers are deluded and in darkness. And not only that, they have within their power now to take many with them. My eyes are open to a sad truth. Well, I'll have to search the world and find those. And there will be in the few St. Louis de Montfort spoke well when he said in the past, in the latter days, you will be fortunate if you will find 100 true priests left upon earth before the second coming of Jesus. Did not Jesus in the Bible say, all will not be only a small light of faith left when I return? The very actions committed tonight here by these men who condemn in Kangaroo Court, is this not the way poor souls were subjugated under communism throughout Europe and the world? Have we entered into Holy Church now a form of religious communism? That you don't even speak, you're judged, and because of rank, you can be swatted like a fly and cast aside? Is that you care that you are lied about and others will bear witness to lies against you? Is this godly? No, this is a statum. Therefore, we know the truth, and each one of you will make your own personal decision. I had asked permission. I did not come here without permission. In 1970, when Our Lady said she wanted the shrine established here, I went first. I tried to approach the pastor, but I did it with shaking feet, and I'll tell you why. Because my daughter had brought once a Jewish girl, a little girl, who was 15, to Holy Communion. By accident, the girl followed her and nine other friends down to the communion railing. And when my daughter said, you cannot do this, because, please, I must finish. No, and when my daughter said that you could not do this because you were not of the faith, the girl had put the communion in her pocket. And then she told me, if you did this, I called Father Evan, Father, and I said, Father, I know that you don't believe me about St. Teresa visiting with us and appearing to my son and I, and I realize that you might think I'm a nut or something, but this, you have to listen to. It was Palm Sunday. A girl has just dropped the host on Springfield Boulevard, and I don't know what to do. It's a desecration, and Jesus' body is lying on Springfield Boulevard. So I came up, and Father said, come up to the rectory immediately. Father McDonald, he said to come up to the rectory, and then when I went in there, he said, now, he said, I am going to fix you good. I said, what's the matter, Father? He said, if you're taking me on a wild goose chase, I am going to fix you. So then, of course, when a lady said she wanted the shrine here, I kind of hoped that I would avoid meeting up with Father McDonald, so I approached who looked like the kind of souls at the time and went to Father Dunn and Father McNulty and Father Jurgensen, and they said it was all right to conduct the prayers, since Our Lady requested it, and the rosary is a beautiful form of prayer. So therefore, the only thing they hadn't counted on, Our Lady wanted to bring all souls, because this will be her sacred grounds for atonement. And of course, New York is like Sodom and Gomorrah, Our Lady said. The evil is fanning out and claiming many. And Los Angeles and New York will suffer a great part of the chastisement for the part they have played in the destruction of souls. Therefore, of course, the light shied away, and the situation has led to us. But all we can do now, words cannot heal because they enter upon hardened hearts. So let us pray and continue to pray and hope that God will give them the light to understand that the truth has been brought here and Our Lady is appearing. And we hope that they will join us. And I'm sure that when the Father finds the time right, they will understand and join us here in prayer. So let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Could not return because the opportunity wasn't given. Therefore, all we have done here has brought many back to the faith. They were like wandering sheep, and they're finding their way back. Our Lady had a plan for all this. I assure you, this could have happened to anyone. Being a messenger from Our Lady, she could have chosen anyone among you. I don't know why she chose me. It has been a difficult task. But I know now that I was told by Father Dunn, when I asked for permission to conduct the rosaries here, he said this is a shrine even before Our Lady made it to Our Lady the Roses Shrine. Because he said wherever people stop to pray on consecrated grounds, especially where there's a statue, that doesn't mean we want the statue removed, but especially where there's a statue, there is a shrine. I don't think that prayer should be removed from the church. I know prayer has been removed from the schools and other walks of life, that God has been dethroned from our government and our way of life, but does God have to be dethroned now from his own house? I assure you, our father and our lady said that God will not be dethroned from his own house, and no man shall ever be accepted into the kingdom if he takes in any part of this dethronement of God. Already, God the Father is much offended by many in the houses of God throughout the world, and we pray for them. The poor sons don't know that we come and we pray for them, because if we do realize they're misled. Most of them really misled. You have to understand, and many of them have fear. They haven't received the strength or the gift of grace or strength of faith yet to understand that the most important thing in life is to do the will of God and to follow God. Therefore, there are commandments that should not be broken. We can't pray here, but I must, in all defense, now fight with the only weapons I have. I must be outspoken and say, why can't we pray? When already we do what is true in the eyes of God, where many do what is not true. Because within these walls, on the Lord's Day, Sunday, the third commandment is, remember thou keep holy the Sabbath day. Now the Sabbath is from 12 p.m. midnight on Saturday to 12 p.m. Sunday. Well, I wasn't much shocked to find out that in the institutions, as they call them, or corporations of the house of God, they conduct gambling on the Sabbath. The game, they accused me of learning the game. When I learned the game, when I didn't even print the book, I had no part in any of the monies of the wonderful, beautifully printed book. Was a gift from a man who had the means to do this. I'm poor. I'm very poor. And in more ways than just spiritual, I assure you, I could never have printed the book or the beautiful pictures put together. It was God's will that a man came, a very spiritual and very gifted man. And he felt that God had provided for him with a very bountiful amount of money, so that he wanted to propagate Our Lady's work this way. And he felt that this was one way of saying thank you, Jesus, and thank you, Our Lady, for all the bounty you have given me on earth, which I don't deserve. This is what he said to me, Louis, when he came to my house and said, could I print the messages? I'd like to spread them throughout the world. And I was very happy, because I didn't see where I'd ever be able financially to swing printing any kind of a book. We've been doing it kind of just the only way we can, kind of here and there, and from word to mouth and reaching the people. But I can say, if worldly gain is being made, I don't know what kind of worldly gain. The only worldly gain we seek is the gain of souls for Jesus, because that's all you're going to take with you anyway. It doesn't matter why they accuse you of worldly gain when the worldly gain is all left behind you. What we're trying to do is we're trying to store up graces in heaven. We're trying to get ourselves through this coming chastisement and warning in the eyes of God and be protected. Our Lady promised protection for all those who will be with her. And Our Lady only came here to prepare you. Now I'm sure, though, in the time that was allotted us before the agents of darkness went to work to battle and stop us, we've reached many souls. And I'm sure that the word will still spread, because nobody is above the Father. And those who have committed this terrible offense to Our Lady, I don't hurt for myself. I hurt for Our Lady. I felt I'd let her down, but I guess maybe I haven't, because I realize now that this had to come about at some time, because you can't speak the truth anymore. We're battling the agents of hell, and they're not going to listen to the truth. And we are only the small, humble little people. And our St. Louis de Montfort said, in those latter days, Our Lady will rise up throughout the world, small abbeys. They will be little, they will be trodden underfoot, but they will go forth with a message from heaven. And when this is all over, they will stand with Jesus and receive the reward for all those who have remained faithful and true. Now I'm going to give you a message which I gave when I was in to Father, and I hope he did. Father Powell, I hope he remembered. And I want you to all remember this, because I don't know now just what will happen after tonight's vigil. I don't know. I don't want to bring any harm, either spiritually or physically, to any of you, because Our Lady sent you here, and she's given you many graces. Therefore, the decision will rest on yourself. But this, remember what Teresa told me to tell the world in 1969. This is a message. It may sound like poetry, but it is a message. Now, listen now. Dear Holy Father, we're
buried in bronze, purple, who struggled with Jesus to gather the sheep. The pastures are rich, but the sheep go thin, for the souls have succumbed to the sickness of sin. You need reinforcements for heavenly shores. So deep is the darkness of earth's shallow moors. All hearts must ascend in true suffocation to avoid the sad fate of divine devastation. Dear Holy Mother, your mother of love, does beg you to heed these dire words from above. His heart is torn by careless surrender of too many souls who don't try to remember the Father, the Son, the Spirit of life. Smite in the heart with the human knife of hate, greed, avarice, vanity, all indications that sin is insanity. What more must you do but place the full load of saving all souls on the few who are bold, who'll stand up and fight for all heaven's glory, and meet with Pope Paul at the end of life's story. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Somebody got demon number five. Must have been in the man that was talking. There's a terrible picture of him here. Who got this picture? Oh, will you come? Can I have you? Could I ask this and send you? I've never seen anything so horrible. Demon number five? His eyes looking real sneakily and sneakily. Yes, we've got him. Oh, what a horse. I'm going to blow it up to an 8x10. This is a terrible monster. He must have come out of one of those flying saucers and entered him.
Yeah.
It's right here. He's got little squeaky ears.
Oh.
And he's got horrible eyes. Oh, my God, it's horrible. Oh, this is a picture of him. Of Monsignor Polly. Oh, my God.
What's that?
Jesus, what's the matter with
him? What happened?
What happened there?
Good grief. My goodness, what happened to her? No holy water on her.
Keep running. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Here, keep holy water.
Mother of God, bring us now holy water.
Love holy water.
Bring out holy water.
Look at that.
The girl is way up front there.
Yes.
Where you can get
that holy water. Give
bring it in the back.
In the name of Father, Ghost, may you be protected.
Did I see
That's all right. No, all right. Here you are, honey. Don't be afraid. Here, you take my rosy. Yeah, yeah. I know.
You're all right.
You're on our lady's grounds, honey.
Yeah.
Give us some holy water. Yes.
Yes.
Take my rosary. You're protected.
Who else is beside you?
Monica. Hail Mary, full of grace. We've got a blessed rosary, honey. But don't be afraid. He's just trying to scare us. That's what they did tonight. They just tried to scare us. It's a terrible trial.
It's just a little demon. Look, you have a medal. Guess what a medal.
Dad, you got a medal?
I don't know.
You got
this.
Oh, she got a medal.
That's our lady.
What did you say?
A lady said, I must tell you now the truth. The reason I am so really heartbroken. A lady said that we held the balance here. I don't know if I can stand. My back hurts so badly. A lady said that New York, our prayers here held the balance. I've got to tell you this now. Our lady told me at 4 o'clock this morning to get ready for this. I didn't know it was going to hurt so much, though, when it happened. She compared me with a letter to Monsignor King, which I gave to the Monsignor Powell just now. Our lady told me if they stop the prayers of atonement, she cannot any longer hold back the warning. I can tell you now that in the forest plan, there's going to be a terrible explosion, a cataclysm, around December the 25th or the 28th. And you all have the grace. You gained the grace. Don't feel badly what happened tonight, because you're here and you know and you're prepared. I don't know now if there's any way I can stop it. Our Lady gave me permission to continue the prayers here so that we would escape the greater part of the warning. But now, I don't know just what's going to happen, because they're going to stop us, I don't know. And now, what can we do? What can we do? We pray alone. Our Lady said that this ground here was the balance. for the extent of the punishment that will be meted to New York and Los Angeles for the offenses against the father, the major offense being the murder of the holy innocents. Is it not ironic on December the 28th, it is the feast of the holy innocents and also the day in which St. Teresa entered the Carmel? I can tell you, our lady said, it will take a major miracle among men now to stop what the father plans. Kurutek is on its way now. It will make its dramatic rush past the sun around the 28th of December. Kurutek is on its way now, and it will be in view. But our lady says, on the 25th to the 28th, do not look for it. Do not look up to the sky. Beware of the sunrise, the flash. Do not look up to the sky, for you will be blinded. So all those who are going out in boats to watch the advent of Kurutek, please cancel your plans. Because if you're there, when makes its dramatic rush past the sun and you're watching it, you will be blinded. That will be, if I remember exactly what Our Lady said, between the 25th and the 28th of December, it will be there. So now you know what I've known all night and gave me a sleepless night. I knew that this was ahead of me when I came here. I came with a letter to Monsignor King. Our Lady made me write at 4 a.m. this morning. Our Lady said, should the prayers be stopped now, there's nothing further that she could do to prevent the Father from sending the ball upon earth. Now, this is not the chastisement. According to Our Lady, in the mercy of God, it will be a warning, a very severe warning. Many who don't know of this coming warning will feel at the end of the world or an atom bomb is hit. It's going to be a claim many lives, too. That's the sad part. Many will die, but it'll only be a sheer fright. And, of course, due to the extent of this happening now, I think that it will go a little farther than that. So you are all prepared. If I know I've taken on other measures of sacrifice that I hope would be satisfactory to our father, like eating just two meals a day, when I obviously, as you can see, I like to eat. But I eat two meals a day now, trying to sacrifice in some way. That's my major obstacle, I guess, gluttony. So I cut down to two meals a day. But now all we can do, I don't know what else we can do. We've done everything we could now for 3 years. And I followed Our Lady's direction. She'll be with us right through this. And we'll leave the rest to God. But you're prepared. I don't know now. This is conditional. All remains with the Father. But I wanted to give you, all you good souls, all the information I had from Our Lady, that this is the plan of the Father to bring a cataclysm upon the world with the passage of Kurutek in December. Now, Kurutek will be hanging around, I guess, if you want to call it like that, until around the 16th of January. And I believe Our Lady said it will be very close. But it's going to break up, I believe, and a very major part of it fall into the sea. That will cause a tremendous amount of tidal waves. And also will bring great chaos to New York City. Now, time will tell and bear this out, because this is the plan of the Father. And I only hope that now I'm going to spend the balance of this time in this given to us in prayer, and hope that those who have stopped the scale, I mean, stop the manner in which Our Lady hopes to hold back this warning, that they will open their eyes in their hearts and take back their order to stop the prayers, because they don't know what they're doing. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost,
forgive us our sins. grows and set back against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at
the hour of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Despondent. Did I not tell you that Satan had entered into the house of my son? Where? An atonement, my child. Soon, your lot will be much easier. Now, my son will bless these beloved children who have followed the golden rule. Now Jesus is coming over all. Oh. Over to the right side of the flagpole. Oh, and Jesus has on a beautiful red cape. It's a burgundy color. Oh, and he's standing. He's looking. Oh, he's smiling, but he looks so sad. Jesus is saying, now you understand, my child, how I feel. You were given the flower, the petal, with the heavy cross. We prepared you, my child, with the signs. Oh, yes. Our Lady now is smiling. And she's extending her rosary. Oh! Now she's coming right down to the end. Oh! 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 Our Lady said, great courage will be needed in the days ahead. You will pray much, and the Father will counsel you on your next recourse. Spread the message, my child, with great haste. Did I not warn you that the agents of darkness would try to stop the truth? Have no fear, my child. It is not man that you should fear. Man has lost his way. He is in deep darkness. Darkness has entered into the hearts of many. Many in my son's house now have gone down the road of darkness. Pray for them, my child. Do not castigate them in any way, but pray that they may be given the light. Now, Our Lady is raising her hand with a beautiful rosary. Oh, she has a beautiful white rosary with a golden cross on it. And she's holding the cross up. And now she's blessing everyone with a cross. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is standing next to Our Lady, and he's holding a ball in his left hand with a cross on the top of it. And now with his right hand, Jesus is going like this. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is smiling. I told Jesus that I feel so badly, but he doesn't look that hurt. And he said that the trials will soon be over and recognition will come to all. The Father has a plan for awakening those who have fallen asleep in my house. Oh! Now, my children, continue with your prayers of atonement. And now Jesus is raising his hand, and he's motioning now over, over by the trees. Oh, he's blessing with his hand this way in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now he's coming over with Our Lady. Our Lady is very beautiful, but she looks so tiny next to Jesus now. Oh, it's because she's a little higher. He's a little higher than Our Lady. Makes him look very tall. And now they're coming over to the left side of the flagpole. And, Our Lady and Jesus now, Our Lady's raising the rosary. The beads are very bright. The right bead sections are glowing like pearls. And now Jesus is raising his hand now. Oh, but he's holding the cross. He's taken the cross now from the world, and he's holding it now above his head. Now he's blessing all with a cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning, and he's right near the flagpole, and he's extending the cross over. The cross is made just of wood. It has no corpus on it, just wood. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. And now he's going over to the right side, again, our right side, and he's extending the cross over in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Jesus says, all cards of godly nature and all sacramentals have received the grace of conversion and cure. Know that this night you have joined me on the cross. Therefore, since you have acknowledged me before man, I will acknowledge you before the Father. My children, you have heeded the call of my mother, and you will be counted among those saved. So now prepare for the days ahead. Pray much, wear your sacramentals, and beware of the sunrise. Do not look up to the flash. Pray, pray much during those days. The world will go into deep darkness. Prayer will be your only recourse. The light will flicker throughout the world, and man will be plunged into heavy darkness. My mother will be here on these sacred grounds. The saints cry out in heaven for retribution against evil man. The balance has fallen heavily to the left, and man now will receive the just recompense of his evil. All who have remained in the light will pass through this great cataclysm without fear, knowing that it is in the plan of the Father to shake from the trees all the rotten fruit. Amen, amen. I say to you, this generation shall not pass without chastisement. Now Jesus is raising his hand in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is pointing up. Oh my goodness. There's a huge ball. Oh my goodness. Oh, it's huge. It's the largest thing I've ever seen in my life. And it's spinning. And it's spinning and it's traveling across the sky. And now the sun, oh, it's almost the size of the sun. Oh, my goodness. Now as it's spinning, it's gaining fire. It's starting to turn very red. And it's starting to shoot out sparks and rocks. Oh, my goodness. Oh, don't look up to the sunrise. It will blind you. Oh, my. Now it's going very dark, and I can't see anyone. Now Our Lady is coming. Oh, A lady's coming out. It's just like the sky has gone all black. And a lady's coming forward. She's saying, courage, my child. Can you expect less aloft than my son received? Do you not recognize the signs of your times? The world now will go through a crucible of suffering. All that is rotten will fall, and all that remains will be those who will join my son in glorious triumph in the setting up of the kingdom. I will be here, my child, for man has yet to find the way to enter upon the spiritual. Come to me with your sorrows, and I will dry your tears. The heart can always rise to heaven, for few men can read the thoughts of another. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
The man with the camera?
The man, right there,
the man
to
right
receive
there.
The rose.
We
continue the rosary, please.
Holy Mary, Holy Mary.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now
and at the hour of our death. Have a sad mission, our lady said. He lies just beyond the third row with the blue tie and the white shirt.
Blue tie and white shirt.
Right there he is. Half a sack. Our guest. He's back. There he goes. There he is. Yes. That's right. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. He conceived without him.
Mother's favorite. Mary, help the mother's favorite.